Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Carla R. Jenkins, and welcome to Project Management Monday Live. It's on a new day because yesterday was Memorial Day, which was a holiday. Also, I'm continuing the trend of doing the dual broadcast, so you can catch me live on live stream on my YouTube channel, or you can also listen to me on blogtalkradio.com/MissPhenomena. And today's episode, we're going to discuss resource calendars. So resource calendars are extremely important, especially since yesterday was Memorial Day and you have a lot of people taking off for summer vacation. So I think that this is an extremely appropriate type of lesson to teach because you want to be able to maximize your project management while still accounting for people being out of the office. In addition to that, also going to cover how to best use resource calendars. So I'll give you a little bit of background. If you're new to Project Management Monday, welcome. My name is Carla R. Jenkins. I am a certified project management professional and certified Scrum Master with over 10 years of experience in both waterfall as well as agile project management. I'm also the CEO of Phenomena Corporation, a project management consultancy, where we help solopreneurs, small and medium-sized businesses streamline their time, their money, their people, and their resources. Also, I'm the chief blogger of PM.Expert. Our motto is for all things project management. You can subscribe to PM.Expert at PM.Expert/mailing list. That's in the show page. You can also subscribe to the Blog Talk Radio show at blogtalkradio.com/MissPhenomena. Moreover, you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel at carlarjenkins.com/YouTube channel. So returning to the episode of today, which is Resource Calendar, we're going to give you the Project Management Body of Knowledge, which is the official guide which all project management professionals must adhere to, give you the definition for what it says is a resource calendar. A resource calendar is a calendar that identifies the working days and shifts on which specific resource is available. Information on which resources, for example, human resource, equipment, or material, are potentially available during a planned activity period is used for estimating resource utilization. What does that mean? That means that the resource calendar track the people, the equipment, the resources, everything that you need to complete a project during a certain time period. Usually it's weekly, you know, every week, and it's just like a calendar that you have, only it has when people are in office, when they're out of the office, what resources available, what resources isn't available. For instance, I want to give you an example. An example of it is if you're working on a project and a resource that you need, say they just installed a scanner and the scanner is new and it's available, you have to book an appointment to use it in a time block. So if you know that the company scanner is only available for your department from between the hours of 2 and 4, then you have to put that on the resource calendar because that is something that you have to take into consideration for a resource calendar or when you can use that scanner, because if it's before 2 p.m. or after 4 p.m., then that's not your block of using the scanner. Also, as I mentioned before, I'm doing the resource calendar because it's a very good way of talking about vacation days. As you know, I mentioned yesterday was Memorial Day. There can still be people out for this whole entire week. Well, if someone's out the whole entire week, how do you compensate for that? Well, I have some recommendations on how you can do that. What I would mention is in the beginning, since resource calendar is under human resource management and you have a human resource management plan that is part of the overall comprehensive project management plan, always have a contingency plan. So that means I would look at my team, their skill set, and if there's any overlap. So, for instance, you have 5 people on a team. and you have two people who are, say, business analysts. Well, if one goes on vacation, it means you just plug in the other person. And that's one way that I would resolve it. Furthermore, for those new to project management, within human resource management, there's also a staffing plan. And I would link my resource calendar to a staffing plan because that helps you manage the people you have as well as let you know on the calendar when people will be available. And it also links back for staffing to skill set and what they're good at as well as availability. So that's something that I would recommend you doing if you, when you're creating your resource calendar. So another thing I want you to consider regarding why you should use a resource calendar is because of the fact that it's good for clearer communication. What do I mean by that? A calendar is a form of a communication tool. It communicates time, it communicates availability. So it's part of the schedule. So it shows you, it communicates when someone's available, when someone's not available. So scan a copy of it on a PDF, and if somebody wants to know somebody's available, you can send them the calendar either in PDF or you can send it through Outlook or your software, content management software of choice. Well, what it does is it communicates to the person who's available, who's not available, what resource or piece of equipment is available. Like I mentioned when reciting the 10-box definition, it says that resource calendars specify when and how long identified project resources will be available during the project, and it's a communication tool. Oftentimes in project management, when you deal with stakeholders, they want to know if somebody's available. Also, if you're a project manager, you have to understand that even though they're on a project, your workers, your team members may be on a project, that may not be their primary concern. They may have been on loan to someone, so the resource calendar also communicates that. So I wanted to add in additional information on not just the definition of what a resource calendar is, but why it's important, how it does clear communication. So, you know, as I mentioned, the resource calendar is very big, especially this time of year when it's summer and people are on vacation. It's also good, like, during at the end of the year when you have Christmas, you have Thanksgiving, you have time when people are going to be out of the office. So as a project manager, make sure that not only do you create a resource calendar, but it's accurate and it's up to date. So once again, I'm going to summarize the episode. I'm going to give you the definition. So part of the project management body of knowledge, a resource calendar is a calendar that identifies the working days and shifts on which each specific resource is available. Information on which resources, as I mentioned before, people, equipment, materials are potentially available for a planned activity period is used for estimating the resource utilization. Resource calendars specify when and how long identified project resources will be available during a project, and this information may be at the activity or the project level. So I'm going to go into that also. The activity level is a level underneath the work package. Well, what does that mean? In project management, we have an organizational structure, similar like an organizational chart that you see in the office when it comes to managerial levels. We call it the work breakdown structure. And the work breakdown structure captures all of the work to be done on the project. And a work package is when you use decomposition or when you break down the work even further. So when you break down the work of the work breakdown structure, you get a work package. When you break it down even further, you receive an activity list. So when the definition mentions an activity list, it's further breakdown of the work for the project. And then finally, it says this knowledge includes consideration of attributes such as resource experience and or skill level, as well as various geographical locations from which the resources originate and when they may be available. as I mentioned before, that one of the ways of doing resource calendars is clear communication, the availability, like when people are on vacation, is this person available? Is the, like the standard definition, is that available? So that's one of the ways you use and you create resource calendars. They're integral because at the end of the day, teamwork makes the dream work. And if you are managing a team, you need to know who's in the office, who's out of the office, and what resources or what machines are available. So this concludes this episode of not just Blog Talk Radio, but Project Management Monday Live. My name is Carla R. Jenkins. I'm a certified project management professional and certified Scrum Master with over 10 years of experience in project management. Moreover, I'm the chief blogger of PM.Expert, a project management blog, where our motto is for all things project management. You can subscribe to PM.Expert at PM.Expert/mailing list. That link is in the description. You can also subscribe to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/MissPhenomena. You can also subscribe to the Carla Jenkins YouTube channel at carlarjenkins.com/YouTube channel. And in addition to that, we are also have a shop at pm.shop. And you can shop on our website under the shop tab the best in project management products that will help you, especially if you are a new project manager. We have 20 things that new project managers should know. So we have everything in the beginning to get you started correctly with project management. Also shop our shop on pm.expert/shop. And I would like to thank everyone for tuning in to the live stream on YouTube, also listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Carla R. Jenkins. I'm grateful for everyone in the audience, all of our live as well as replay viewers. Have a happy and productive day. And I look forward to seeing you in the next broadcast. Goodbye.